my life goes to pieces. There may be some of you who experience that. Suddenly things all collapsed around you. And so through that there's an opening, and through that comes what Buddhists call the deathless, which is the realization of the formless dimension of life, which is consciousness itself, the space that you are, the consciousness that you are. So to some it comes through disaster and death, and to others it comes through realization, through the help of a spiritual teaching, and to many it comes combination of great loss in your own life plus a spiritual teaching, and they two come together. This is why many of you are here. There are quite a few, I'm certain of that, who would not be here if they had not experienced this or that disaster in their lives. And for many people that creates the first opening. So we have the dimensions of consciousness. Object consciousness, thoughts, one thing after another, experiences, things that are all important, every object is so important. And then, what is it that makes that whole thing possible? Space, the underlying formless, pure consciousness that you are, stillness, presence. It becomes presence when you know it, when it recognizes itself. But you can't, not through thought. What I've just said only points. What I've just said isn't presence, although the presence underlies it.
Can you explain to us, are there any differences between male and female spirituality? Ways of accessing the now that are easier for men and which are easier for females?
Thank you. No, I'm stuck in a male body for a while. But I already, from what I have observed, and what I also mentioned in the briefly in the Power of Now, one difference is that, first of all, it's both men and women have very active minds. Both men and women have pain bodies. Generally speaking, the major obstacle, and it's not ultimately an obstacle, because once you work with an obstacle, it becomes a help. The major obstacle, let's use that word for a moment, for men is the mind, identification with head, mental. The major obstacle for women, and again, there are many exceptions, is the pain body. They are related. It's not to say that in some cases it's reversed. Also, that happens. So, to be identified excessively with thought, women have that too, but men have it even more. An active pain body, men have that too, very much, and women even more. Women have also the collective female pain body, because for thousands of years women have been put in a position of almost slavery. Not before then, but the shift from female oriented society to male oriented society happened several thousand years ago. Very earlier societies, most god figures were female. And then the shift happened because it happened because humans moved more and more into thinking. And then the shift happened, the representation of the divine then began to assume a male form, and they needed to exclude the female. So a female was then subjected to considerable suffering as simply because they were women. They could be sold and bought and used and didn't own property. And if most of these spiritual teachers that we know from the past, not anymore now, there are many female teachers and more are coming, but most of them that we know from the past seem to be male. Probably not because the realization came only to men, it's because society wouldn't even recognize the female as a teacher, most likely. And perhaps she was only known to very few people, any female who realized the truth. And there's maybe some exceptions to that also. At first, Christianity tried to exclude the female altogether. So instead of having, as a kind of representation, the father, the mother, and the son, they had the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son. And the Holy Spirit is probably male too. And it's only later that through popular demand, the female goddess figure of Mary became in some parts of the church very important, and so the female was brought back that way, although originally Mary was not important at all. Those head-dominated people, they were all men who tried to figure out what we need to believe in. They wanted to exclude the female. But there was an enormous need in humans for the female, so it came back. And so in some places, the Virgin Mary is more important than Jesus. People are much more interested in Mary than in Jesus. It's a representation of the female. Now, when presence expresses itself, first there is the formless emanation of presence. That is no difference whether that is a male or a female body there. That comes through stillness. The formless emanation of presence, whether there's a woman or a man here, in the stillness, the two merge into one. Stillness is the oneness.